What is it like to live with a chronic illness or another life tragedy? Well, our current medical system might treat the body and the physical symptoms, but it often neglects to help people emotionally and mentally with people who are living with these issues. Well, we'll hear from one local psychologist who has devoted his life to this issue. He's going to be speaking about it this Friday morning as part of the monthly Interface programme. Many people who are living with a chronic illness or injury, they might have their physical symptoms treated by our current healthcare system, but very often that same system neglects the emotional and mental impact of that illness. Well, Jerry Rule is a psychologist and teacher who's devoted his career to changing that model of treatment. He'll speak this Friday morning on Living in the Fire, Coping with Chronic Illness and Other Life Tragedies at the Boulder Jewish Community Centre. It's part of the monthly Interface series.
Well, I lived in Boulder back in the 70s, and I actually did my initial training at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center in Denver. And when I was studying for my PhD, my first internship was there, and I came in and was immediately assigned in a ward where someone was in urgent care for having been in a motorcycle accident. He had broken his back. He had burns over 80% of his body. And my supervisor, who was supposed to be training me clinically, said, well, your job is to go in and help him normalize this experience. And I thought to myself, how can you possibly normalize a life-changing experience and you're never going to go back to the old life? And so I ended up writing my PhD dissertation on an alternative model of working with life-changing chronic illness, accidents, disabilities, because I felt like the Western medical model was just inadequate. It works only for acute illness, but it has real problems helping people adjust to more serious types of things.
Well, give us an example of that more traditional model that you were supposed to go in and apply in that situation. As you said, it's more Western medicine, you know, focused. Give us a sense of how people right now are being helped with these major tragedies, and then we'll talk about the alternatives that you're talking about.
Well, I should say I worked for a number of years in Houston at the Institute for Spirituality and Health, so I was training young interns, medical people, and I have great compassion for medical people. You know, under managed care, they're allowed 7 or 8 minutes per patient, so they don't have the time to explore things. But the typical flat tire, I call it the flat tire approach, which is like when your car has a flat tire, you take it into the garage, you replace it, and then you push them back out on the road. That's acute illness. You want that if they can do it. Everybody wants the silver bullet, fix this and get me going back to my old life. And that works sometimes. The problem is when it doesn't work, when you have chronic conditions that continue and you're pushed back out on the road of life, the patient oftentimes blames themselves and says, you know, I must be a failure. I must be inadequate. How come I'm not better? And the care doesn't end when you leave the medical center or the doctor's office. That's the difference between, you know, really care and treatment. So that's an example. The flat tire analogy begins really when you go in to the office for care. I like to say you go in with a disease, or you go in with an illness and you leave with a disease. Because we've all had that experience where you're trying to describe your symptoms and what they mean to you. And the medical person, because of time constraints, is going through a checklist and trying to go down a chart to try to eliminate different possibilities. They're converting that into a disease model. It's like you speak French and they speak Spanish. They're two different languages. So oftentimes people leave the office feeling like, okay, they can't figure out what's wrong with me, but I still feel awful. What's wrong? So that requires a holistic approach in terms of asking the person, what do the symptoms mean to you? So I ended up developing a four-sequence model of care for people who are dealing with this. And the first one is regression. And in the typical medical care, you're trying to move the person from regression into maintenance. Maintenance is like my first supervisor said, how do we normalize this? How do we get the person back on the road of life? In regression, you're giving ego support. You're helping the person understand what it is that's going on. You're trying to mobilize social support, because by definition, if you're regressed, it's like when you go in the hospital and they take away all your identity and all you have is this little thing around your wrist that says your name and your social security number. That's regression that's in service of healing. You don't want to stay in regression very long. You want to move the person up into maintenance, and that's like normalizing, giving them, you know, support, social support, and getting them back on the road of life. And then what I call the third stage, if you actually have a life-changing type of an incident, is transformation. You can't go back to the old self, and that's not something that's easily done in the 7 or 8 minutes that's allowed under managed care to deal with something. And those are the people that end up at my door. I have a full practice here in Boulder now. I've moved from Houston a couple of years ago back to Boulder. And a lot of people come to me who have gone 2 notches past the end of their rope in terms of trying to deal with the meaning and the changes that are required based on something that's happened to them.
It seems ultimately this is the ultimate mind-body connection and acknowledging the connection between the two that is very often just so disconnected in traditional Western medicine. You go see if you have something wrong with your foot, you'll go to a podiatrist, or if you have something wrong with your heart, you'll go to a cardiologist. It's all quite segmented. And I don't think I've ever been asked, how do I feel emotionally if I'm dealing with a particular illness that I'm seeing a doctor for? Is it typical that if somebody was in the Western medicine system, if they're dealing with a chronic illness, that they would be asked about their emotions or how they're dealing or coping with that particular illness?
Well, as I mentioned, I was part of a training program in Houston where we tried to work with younger physicians coming in, and then more and more women are coming into the field. And I think that's changing some of the way the training takes place. My son's college roommate was pre-med and had just got into a medical school at Harvard. And we had some interesting discussions about how do you bring that sort of humanity to every patient interaction. And I think some of the younger people have that. But oftentimes in the past, it was kind of socialized out of you in the difficult training that people had to go through. And again, there's only so much time you can do that. I have so many patients who come to me and they have 7 or 8 specialists. And one of their difficulties is the specialists don't talk to each other. They don't have a general person, including their primary care, who keeps track of everything. And so they end up at my door. And, you know, one of the first things we have to discuss is you've got to be your own field general here for dealing with whatever this condition is. Nobody else but you is going to do that. You're going to hire a gladiator, and you want the best gladiator you can get to get down in the ring and deal with this. But it's not, they're highly unlikely. I mean, there are some who really take it upon themselves to go outside the normal social expectation of what care is. But they're limited by time. And so you have to yourself, you can't just give that over to the professional in the white coat and expect them to give you the silver bullet. You have to realize that healing is yours. It's part of the total system. And that mind-body are just two sides of the same coin.
Jerry Rule will speak this Friday morning as part of the monthly Interface program. It takes place at the Boulder Jewish Community Center. And he says that his talk is aimed at patients and caregivers and also practitioners. And you can find out more at interfaceboulder.com.